Good morning, guys. Oh, geez, my coffee. So I am super late today. I had to go into work a little bit early today. Then I had a man, this sunlight's kind of blooping on and off. And then I had to do some other fun stuff. So I'm here today with my little buddy. Let's see if you can see him. No, he's camera shy. Let me see if I can get him moving around here. This little guy. Look at that. Look at it. So my wife decided this weekend that we'd foster dogs. So that was different. Yeah, right now he's being cute. He's hanging out, letting me do some stuff. It's like having a child. But today I actually want to talk about something I've been reading about. So I've been reading this book on receiving feedback and how to receive it and what to then do with it. And there's a really interesting section that talked about this thing called the STS or the superior temporal sulcus. And if I'm saying that right, I had to look it up because I didn't remember it. Yep, superior temporal sulcus. And what's really cool about this is I don't know if you've ever said something to somebody and they would be, or maybe they were in an argumentative mood. And you said something, but you perceived it as being calm or soothing, but they perceived it as being aggressive. And this superior temporal sulcus, or STS as they call it, actually, when it's functioning, picks up on like eye gaze movement, facial and tone in the voice. And so, but which is great for when reading people and how they're coming across. The downside to it is it actually shuts off when you talk or becomes inhibited, so you're not as aware of your tone or facial cues all the time. And so that's why when you listen to a voicemail or recording of yourself, you're always surprised by how your voice sounds. You're like, that's me? Oh man, I sound awful. Or man, I sound weird, which I think that a lot after I hear these. And that I was like, oh, that's so cool that there's actually something in the brain that does that. And they kind of went on and talk about this. Well, that's why really good singers use voice coaches, because they don't actually, the way that they perceive themselves as sounding is different than the audience. And so you need to have somebody to tell you, reflect that back to what it's actually sounding like to somebody. And that's the same with us practicing for speeches or anything like that. But in realm for me and coaching and life and knowing that and being more aware of the voice that I'm saying can be misinterpreted. So I have to be careful, even more so, like practicing what does a good, excited or sad, or what is a stern tone? Because I could be speaking stern, but I want to be speaking calmly. And so practicing that so it is interpreted correctly and that you know what it actually sounds like and helping clear up some miscommunication. But I just thought that was really cool. Wanted to share that with you guys because that's what I do. And yeah. So if you guys are free in a couple weekends, not this one, but the following one, or know people that are, me and Kim are doing our Stronger You workshop. There are still spots available, so please scroll up to the top of the page, check it out, or let some friends and family members know about it. This is an awful location. The sunlight's driving me crazy. Also, if you're looking into adopting a sweet dog, let me know and I can connect you with somebody. So that'd be great. Hope you guys have a great day, and I will see you all soon.